This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We're here on the weekends, as you know, since we've been here a long time, to talk about subjects that we think are important and educational and topical for all of us who live here in the Western New York community. And speaking of topical, you know, we're just getting ready for the holiday season. It's coming up very fast. And I was surprised to know that a very good friend of mine and a well-known, very well-known attorney here in town, and I'm not going to keep you guessing, my friend Richard Barnes, who we all know, I think, is a household name, but he's a very old, very good friend of mine. And I was surprised to find out that he knows a lot about how we can have a safe and healthy and careful and accident-free holiday season. I should put that accident-free in there because, as we know, Mr. Barnes is one of the well-known, well-respected attorneys who specializes in personal injuries, which is the result of accidents. And so one thing leads to another. And I thought we would have an opportunity here while the holidays are just starting, Thanksgiving coming and all the others, to talk to Rich and get some tips for you on how to not have an accident, how not to need a personal injury lawyer. I know that sounds kind of backwards, but that's exactly what we're trying to do. So thanks for coming in, Rich. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Penny.
It's good to see you because, as I said, we're very old friends. You were in the district attorney's office.
That's correct.
While I was on the bench, when I was just starting, and we've had cases, many cases together, and we're personal friends, and your wife is one of my colleagues.
That's correct.
Say hello to her.
Yes, I will do that.
And actually, she must do, what kind of cases? She can't do your cases. She can't sit on your cases,
No,
right?
she can't, Penny. Yeah, she, I wish she could. But.
Yeah, I know. I've had that with my husband.
Right. Too, when she might judge me more harshly than other lawyers.
Yeah,
I
think so.
But no, she is a county court judge and therefore handles pretty much all serious felony criminal cases. So that's not the area that I practice in.
Well, let's talk about, in general, what does it mean to handle personal injury cases?
Yeah, and this is something, Penny, I've been doing now for 41 years. It seems like a long, long time.
That's impossible.
Yeah, I know. I'd like
You're
to think
that. You're just making that up. You're just saying that to make me feel old.
No, but, you know, I see my role is when someone has been injured and hurt as a consequence of the actions of others under very many different circumstances, whether it's motor vehicle accidents or trip and fall accidents or products liability, there's a wide variety. But if it has happened because of someone else's carelessness, we use the term negligence in the law, our role is to get involved and try to, you know, again, utilizing the law to get that injured person fair compensation for their injuries. Sometimes they're very serious, sometimes not so much, but we treat every case as an important one. And that's what we do.
So what we're going to do today is talk to our listeners as a public service about how they cannot get injured or some of the tips that we're going to give them so they don't need your services. I'm sorry to say that, Rich, but that's what we're going to try to do.
Sure.
So we want to start out with the fact that many, many people are going to be traveling from now until it's the highest travel. I read that somewhere. The highest travel time, obviously, from Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving till Christmas, the highest days when people are traveling. And they are traveling in different ways, but I think a large percentage of them are using automobiles, right?
That is correct, Penny. What the experts are telling us this coming holiday season is that there's going to be a significant increase in motor vehicle traffic, people traveling by car or truck, one or the other. And there's multiple reasons for that. I think one is the increased cost of airline travel. which is significant, and the increased difficulty that sometimes we face when flying.
You're not kidding. I bet everybody that's listening is going to be thinking about a story where they were trying to fly somewhere and the plane, last year especially, the planes were canceled, they couldn't find their luggage. It was just a nightmare last year.
It was quite a mess, and I think people are mindful of that. So again, I think the experts are right. There's going to be a lot more people on the road driving. And there's a couple of things that I think are common sense considerations that your listeners could think about, preparing to travel like that. One, which seems straightforward and simple, is making sure your vehicle is in good mechanical shape for traveling, whether it's short distances or long distances. Are your tires in good shape? Are your brakes in good shape? Windshield wipers, things like that we really have to consider in winter months in particular. That oil change you've been putting off for months, getting that done before you head out onto the road. And one thing, Penny, that I think is very important for your listeners to think about when driving, and this isn't just during the holiday season, this is all the time, is being aware of the problems that arise from distracted driving. At the Barnes firm, we've handled thousands of motor vehicle crash cases, and in a vast majority of them, distracted driving plays a role, unfortunately. Nowadays, there are so many distractions that you can face as a driver. Some are obvious, cell phone use, and that's particularly a problem with younger drivers, in my experience. Being distracted by GPS directions, eating in the car, your kids fighting in the back seat. I mean, many parents have experienced that. But anything that would cause a driver to take their eyes off the road and not being paying attention to what's in front of them.
Putting on your lipstick in the mirror. Oh, don't pretend I didn't say that.
I've seen that when I'm heading to work or heading back sometimes. But you're right. Again, anything that would take the driver's eyes off what's in front of them to make sure that they're driving safely, carefully, and defensively is very, very important. It's not just driving in the car that we have to be conscious of, not only just during the holiday season, but in the winter months in general. Thinking back to last holiday season, where much of Western New York got clobbered with a lot of snow and a lot of ice, and that creates potentially dangerous situations when you're simply walking from one place to the other, just on your own 2 feet, whether it's visiting friends and relatives at their homes, whether it's shopping at the malls and being in big lot parking lots. You got to be careful. I've noticed lately a lot of the retailers will have these signs in the parking lot that tell you to walk like a penguin.
I saw that too. I had to figure that out.
Yeah.
They have it at Wegmans all the time.
Yes, Wegmans is yeah. Certainly one of them. And I guess it sounds kind of silly, but I don't think it's bad advice. It means to be cautious. It means to be mindful that there could be icy conditions, snowy conditions, sometimes that you can't even see. This black ice condition that we, again, have experienced, many people suffered some pretty serious falls. So being conscious of that kind of thing is, I think, just as important as being conscious of how you're driving and operating your vehicle on the roads.
And as far as the driving part goes, if people are going long distances, I like this tip that I saw on the information that you guys sent, that see if you could have another licensed driver in the car and like take turns, instead of like when you get tired. If people, instead of flying, they're maybe driving long distances. Like I know so many people say, I'm not going to fly to New York, for example, anymore. I'm just going to drive.
Right.
So That's far,
Sure. I think that's very important, particularly, during the standard savings time that we just switched to. It gets dark sooner. So you're driving in the dark. Driving fatigued in the dark is not a good idea. So I think that's a very good point, Penny. Having somebody else that can be there. And one other point when you were talking about driving, it is the holiday season. People are attending parties. They're going to restaurants. They're going to bars. And consumption of alcohol is kind of part of that whole thing. And that's fine, you know, for adults.
But remember the Uber. Remember the Uber, designated driver, right?
All of those are very, very important.
Yeah,
so,
I know it is.
Yep.
Besides the driving, let's talk a little bit about, so you mentioned outdoor sport, you mentioned snow, and along with snow, besides the driving, there's people, the icy roads, but also the snow sports, which I thought was a good tip, people being careful when they're skiing or sledding or whatever whatever people do in the snow, I stay inside.
Yeah.
But some, if I can, but people do, you know, have skiing accidents and other weather related or
that's right. Yeah. And my family and I, we are skiers. We enjoy that, but so do a lot of other people. And unfortunately, I've noticed sometimes that people aren't as careful as they should be when they're heading down those hills. It's great. It's a great sport. It's fun in the winter, but it can be dangerous, so you really have to be extra cautious. There's bigger crowds, of course, during the holiday seasons as well.
Oh, you hear about that all the time. Let's switch a little bit to, okay, we're finished driving, we're finished with Thanksgiving, or right now we're thinking ahead and we're moving on to Christmas decorations and decorating and deck the halls. I like it. We're getting ready to deck the halls. And that, I never thought about this, but decorating for the holidays, you have to be careful.
Oh, absolutely, Penny. The experts once again tell us that almost 160 decorating-related injuries happen each day in the United States during the holiday season. That's a lot. If you do the math, that's a lot. Many of these are what we generically refer to as trip and fall or slip and fall accidents. My wife, for example, who you know well, is a avid holiday decorator, and our house looks lovely once she's done. But
does she get up on the ladder?
Gets up on the ladder, and so what we compromise for is when she's on the ladder, I am there at the base of the ladder, making sure it's stable, making sure she's not going one step too high, and I think that's good advice. Sometimes people, they're not even using the right size ladder. They have a step ladder that they decide,
reach.
It's not that far. You have a fall from a ladder, it can be very, very serious injury. So that's something that people have to keep in mind. And not only the use of ladders, Penny, but, you know, a lot of decorations are elaborate now. People put up incredible displays, which are great to see, both indoors and outdoors. But you want to make sure that you are not creating tripping hazards with wires or cords that people may not see. You want to also be careful that you're not overloading your electrical system.
You do hear about fires
by
that.
Absolutely.
You read about that.
Some people are still, use real Christmas trees, which is very nice. You like the scent in your home. But you got to make sure you're watering those trees because they can dry out pretty quickly. And dried out Christmas trees cause fires all the time.
I never thought about that till you said it.
Yeah.
And of course, outside, needless to say, you want to watch outside not only for putting up the decorations, but your walkways and everything that, you know, in the bad weather.
Well, that's right. And, you know, as property owners, whether it's, you know, a homeowner or a commercial property owner, you do have a responsibility in the winter months to make sure that people you would expect to come to your property can anticipate that you have removed ice and snow and that it's safe to walk. So that's a good reminder for sure.
I only got it because of the notes that you sent. I never even thought of it myself. And in case you just tuned in, you are listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And today, our guest is attorney Richard Barnes of, what are you calling it, Barnes?
The Barnes Firm.
The Barnes Firm.
Yep.
Mr. Barnes from the Barnes Firm. But he is rich to us because he is, as we said before, a really good friend and well-known person in the community and deservedly so. So he's giving us excellent tips about a holiday, how to avoid needing an attorney and how to avoid having an accident or having something happen, whether outside or in your home during the holiday season. So now I really want to talk a little bit about holiday shopping and products, because there is so much that so many pitfalls that people should know about for holiday shopping. And one, I don't know how you can avoid this, but porch piracy. You're talking about that. Everyone's always talking about that.
Yeah, it's a serious problem. I mean, we all love the convenience of online shopping. You know, it is, people still go to the malls, but not in the numbers that there were in years past. So we do a lot of online shopping. You see Amazon and Federal Express trucks all over the place. And yeah, unfortunately, there's some folks who help themselves to property that is delivered to you. So I think people have to be mindful of that when they are placing an order and having some expectation when the delivery might happen, and hopefully have somebody at home, because they usually, the delivery services will usually tell you, hey, we delivered a package to your house.
Yeah, they keep sending you notices.
Yes.
On email or text or whatever.
That's right.
I noticed
right.
That it's coming. So, it's coming today, or it's coming in an hour, or
exactly. So, you know, being mindful of that. I mean, a lot of people have cameras set up now, which is helpful. But you'd rather not have to worry about the fact that the property's already been stolen. And
right. You can see them doing it, but it's gone.
It's gone. That's right.
So that's something to be aware of. Now, let's talk a little bit about the products. Because everyone, like you said, is buying, well, they're maybe buying online, but old-fashioned people like me are going and buying them in the mall. However, there are certain reminders of products which consumers should be aware of to avoid injuries related to holiday, either the gifts or the decorations, or, in other words, the product itself.
That's right. That's right, Penny. You know, the kind of products you can buy now, gadgets, I call them sometimes, but are really interesting and sophisticated, some of this stuff. They have a lot of electronic components. They have a lot of moving parts, and it's some really, really cool stuff. But some people, myself guilty included, don't really take the time to read carefully what the proper operating instructions are of some of these products. You know, we get a little impatient and we take it out of the package and say, well, we can figure it out. But that's dangerous, because again, I've had experience where people have gotten very seriously injured with products that seem to be relatively simple. And unfortunately, some of that is from misuse of the product. And if had they read the instructions carefully, it could have been avoided. So I think that's important, particularly also with children's toys. You know, you want to make sure that there isn't a choking hazard, for example, or it isn't something that you're giving a young child, something that has to be plugged into an outlet, that type of thing. Matter of fact, I just read a couple weeks ago that there was a pretty big recall. I can't remember the exact product, but it was a child's toy, and it had little parts that 3- and 4-year-olds whom this toy was targeted to could easily swallow, and that would be a disaster, as we can understand. So just being careful about it and making sure you know what you're doing with whatever product you have decided to purchase.
I saw that too. I can't remember what you're talking about, that there was a recall, but that's another tip that we're giving people. Check recalls.
Absolutely. Especially if it's a product you're not familiar with and it's something a little more high-tech and different, make sure that it has not been subject to a recall that could result in injuries if you end up using that product.
I guess there's a difference between if you do something wrong with, you know, plug it in wrong or put the wrong part in or whatever, and if the product is defective, right? What would they know? How would they figure that out?
That's a great point. We'd like to think that most things we buy are safe if they're properly used, but that's not always the case. Once again, in my experience as a personal injury lawyer, I've handled some cases that were very serious from no misuse. It was simply a defect of some kind, even with proper use of the product. And if any of your listeners happen hope this does not happen, but if it were to happen and you believe that the cause of it was not the misuse of the product, but something wrong with the product itself, that's something that you want to consult with competent, experienced personal injury lawyers to look at. They're not simple cases. They can be complicated, but they do happen. And so, once again, if someone suspects that their injury was caused not by the misuse of the product, by something wrong with that product, or the instructions were inadequate, you know, seek counsel with competent personal injury attorneys to take a good, careful look at it.
And, of course, if something happens, we're talking about injuries. So if somebody is walking and in the mall and trips on something, or I can't think, or the product injures them.
Right.
Obviously, you want them to go to a doctor. But what, besides that, what should they do? Like take pictures of what happened, or the product, for example, take a picture, save it, you know, that kind of thing.
That's a very, very good question. And you're right. Yeah, the first item of business is medical attention, what's necessary. But with any of these kind of cases, for example, a slip and fall at a retail store, as soon as possible, either the injured person or somebody from the family should take pictures to memorialize where this accident happened and how it happened, because many times the insurance companies on the other side are going to push back and say, well, Mr. Byrnes, it was your client's fault. They weren't paying attention, or there was really nothing wrong. We had shoveled, we had salted. You don't know if that's accurate or not. So you want to memorialize the scene. If, in fact, it's a product, you want to make sure you keep receipts that you've purchased, show that you actually purchased this product. Keep all the packaging that comes with it. So if we get involved in the case, we have a chance to evaluate it, have experts look at it. So it's just protecting yourself if you are unfortunately in one of these injury situations, giving us the evidence that we need to try to help.
Another thing we were talking about before, buying online as opposed to shopping in the store and getting it yourself. When it comes from China, you order it online and it comes from China, what are you going to do? What can you do?
Well, that's another great question. But the way in personal injury laws vary from state to state, but the way most personal injury laws are structured, it's not just the manufacturer who, like you said, may be from China or some other place that's not subject to our legal system directly, but distributors who would likely be an American company can also be held responsible depending on the circumstances. So you're not necessarily out of luck just because it was manufactured somewhere than in the United States.
That's good to know, too. Also, doesn't matter. I said online, but you can be buying something in person, and it could be made in somewhere else, too.
Absolutely. I mean, the majority of a lot of products are made somewhere else in today's day and age.
And also, I guess we want to just, finally tell people, whether they're driving or walking in the parking lot or putting up the trees, to be careful, and also to look around for their surroundings, you know, be aware of what they're doing.
Yes, absolutely. Look, we all want to have a safe and enjoyable holiday season. It's a great time of year. But, you know, just being extra careful, extra aware, it could avoid the kind of things that could ruin your holiday and even much more than that. So
I know a very common thing that we always tell people. Don't put packages in the car where people can see them. You know, put them in the trunk. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's so much now with the stolen cars and, you know, going on. And yeah. I assume with the holiday season, all of this is really exacerbated so much.
Absolutely. It's an unnecessary temptation for someone who wants to steal. So that's very good advice, too.
I was laughing when we talked about the car, driving the car and the distracted driving, which we talked about before, which is like so prevalent. So my sister lives in New York, and she is a terrible driver, like I am, as a matter of fact. And she called me at night, at home the other night. I said, "Oh, is something wrong?" She says, "No," she says, I'm not talking in my car anymore. I used to talk to you and call you while I was running errands, you know, on my Bluetooth and hands-free, but I'm not doing it anymore. I'm waiting until I get home because I'm not going to talk in the car while I'm driving.
I think that's I think that was a wise decision on her part, Penny. I really do.
I was laughing. Okay, so thank you for all this information, Rich. And of course, we don't want to leave without telling people how they can contact the Barnes firm.
Well, yes, and I appreciate this opportunity to be having this conversation with you today. We can be reached at thebarnesfirm.com online or at 1-800-8-MILLION. That's our number. Somebody's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to talk. Calls are, you know, do not cost anything, and I hope I don't have to hear from anybody.
Right. We hope they'll listen to all these tips and they don't have any accidents during the holiday, whether it be. We didn't talk about flying, but, you know, airports and whatever. But
yeah.
I don't know what you can do.
There isn't too much.
Sort of hopeless, you know, as far as the airlines canceling the flights and being delayed and all of that. People have very little recourse. I know the answer to that myself.
That's pretty much, unfortunately, the reality of it, Penny. You're right.
So I don't know whether sometimes they will give you the airlines, like, if they admit responsibility, I guess they'll give people like an extra day or pay for the hotel, but it's very rare.
It is, and it's I think a difficult thing to navigate. So I try to avoid flying distances.
That's why we gave all the driving tips because I think more people are driving and really need those tips. Thank you so much. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. It was really good talking to you, Rich Barnes, and thanks for being on Target. And thank you for listening to On Target. We want you to have a safe and healthy holiday. We're very happy that we have an opportunity to maybe help you accomplish that on Target. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening, and bye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.